Welcome to Zikud Daf Siman Aleph, by Ram Goldar, and today Masechet Sanhedrin, Daf Pei Vav, the 10th Perek, Elohena Nechanachim. The Zikud Masechet Sanhedrin program has been dedicated to Zikud Nishmas Rav Moshe Ben Yamin Ben Rav Menachem, and his son Rav Menachem Avram Ben Rav Moshe Ben Yamin. May their neshamas have an aliyah. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, Rav Yochanan and Chizkiya argue about the punishment for aiding Zomim about kidnapping. Initially, the argument is presented about both the aiding to the Geneva, kidnapping, and the aiding to the Mechira, the selling, both necessary for capital punishment. Chizkiya says neither pair is killed because he holds like Rabbi Kiva that chatzi davar, a half matter, meaning partial testimony which is ineffective on its own, is invalid. And Rabbi Yochanan holds both pairs are killed because he holds like the Rabbanan that chatzi davar is valid testimony. Chizkiya agrees that the second set of edim about a ben sora mora, meaning witnesses to a second violation, is killed since the first edim can say we only came to give a malchus. Since they are independently effective for malchus, the second pair is considered a full testimony, although their testimony is ineffective without the first pair. Rav Papa asks that if so, the aidim to the kidnapper's mechira should also be killed because it can be proven that Chizkiya holds a kidnapper incurs malchus for stealing alone. Therefore, the aidim to the mechira should similarly be considered a full testimony. Point number two, therefore, Rav Papa explains the machlokas differently. Everyone agrees that the aidim mechira are killed for their testimony. The Amoraim argue about the aidim geneva. Chizkiya holds they're not killed because geneva chudakaima, mechira chudakaima. The testimony to the kidnapping and selling each stands by itself. Since Chizkiya holds kidnapping alone incurs malchus, those witnesses are only considered to testify for malchus. The aidim mechira are considered full testimony for killing him, and they are killed as zomimin. Rabbi Yochanan holds that aidim geneva are killed because geneva schalta de mechira hi, kidnapping is the beginning of the selling. Rabbi Yochanan holds that kidnapping alone does not incur malchus, and both pairs are testifying jointly to kill the kidnapper. Each pair's testimony is chatzi davar, which is valid according to the Rabbanan, and they are killed if they are found zomim. Rabbi Yochanan agrees, however, that the aidim to the first violation of a ben sora mora are not killed because they can say they only testified to give malchus. And point number three, the next mission discusses Zaken Mamre Alpi Basin, a sage who rebels against Sanhedrin, who's killed with Chenek. The sage in the local basin, which disagrees with him, come together to the first of three Batei Din Yerushalayim, which sits at the entrance of Har Bayis. The Zaken says, Kach darashti v'kach darshu chavirai. This is how I lectured, and this is how my colleagues lectured. Kach limadati v'kach limdu chavirai. This is how I taught, and this is how my colleagues taught. If the basin heard from their teachers about the subject, they relate it to them. But if not, they come before the second basin, which sits at the entrance of the Azara, and present the dispute. If this basin also has no tradition on the matter, they all come before the basin Agadol, which sits in the Lishkas Hagazis, a chamber built into the Azara wall, Shimimenu Yotze Torah Kol Yisrael, from which Torah issues forth to all of Yisrael. If the Zaken returned to his town and continued to teach according to his original opinion, ignoring the Beis Hanagadol, he's not yet liable. V'imhorah la'asos. But if he rules for people to act according to his opinion, he is killed as a Zaken Mamre. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, Rabbi Yochanan and Chizkiya argue about the punishment for Aidim Zomim about kidnapping. Initially, the argument is presented about both the Aidim to the Geneva, kidnapping, and the Aidim to the Mechira, the selling, both necessary for capital punishment. Chizkiya says neither pair is killed because he holds like Rabbi Kiva that chatzi davar, a half matter, meaning partial testimony which is ineffective on its own, is invalid. And Rabbi Yochanan holds both pairs are killed because he holds like the Rabbanan that chatzi davar is valid testimony. Chizkiya agrees that the second set of edim about a ben sora mora, meaning witnesses to a second violation, is killed since the first edim can say we only came to give a malchus. Since they are independently effective for malchus, the second pair is considered a full testimony, although their testimony is ineffective without the first pair. Rav Papa asks that if so, the edim to the kidnapper's mechira should also be killed because it can be proven that Chizkiya holds a kidnapper incurs malchus for stealing alone. Therefore, the aidim to the mechira should similarly be considered a full testimony. Point number two, therefore, Rav Papa explains the machlokas differently. Everyone agrees that the aidim mechira are killed for their testimony. The Amoraim argue about the aidim geneva. Chizkiya holds they're not killed because geneva chudakaima, mechira chudakaima. The testimony to the kidnapping and selling each stands by itself. Since Chizkiya holds kidnapping alone incurs malchus, those witnesses are only considered to testify for malchus. The aidim mechira are considered full testimony for killing him, and they are killed as zomimin. Rabbi Yochanan holds that aidim geneva are killed because geneva schalta de mechira hi, kidnapping is the beginning of the selling. Rabbi Yochanan holds that kidnapping alone does not incur malchus, and both pairs are testifying jointly to kill the kidnapper. Each pair's testimony is chatzi davar, which is valid according to the Rabbanan, and they are killed if they are found zomim. Rav Yochanan agrees, however, that the aiding to the first violation of a ben sor or mor are not killed because they can say they only testified to give malchus. And point number three, the next Mishnah discusses Zaken Mamre Alpi Basin, the sage who rebels against Sanhedrin, who's killed with Chenek. The sage in the local basin, which disagrees with him, come together to the first of three Batei Din in Shulayim, which sits at the entrance of Har Bayis. The Zaken says, Kach Darashti V'Kach Darshu Chavirai. This is how I lectured, and this is how my colleagues lectured. Kach Limadati V'Kach Limdu Chavirai. This is how I taught, and this is how my colleagues taught. If the basin heard from their teachers about the subject, they relate it to them. But if not, they come before the second basin, which sits at the entrance of the Azara, and present the dispute. If this basin also has no tradition on the matter, they all come before the basin Agadol, which sits in the Lishkas Hagazis, a chamber built into the Azara wall, Shemimenu Yotze Torah L'Chol Yisrael, from which Torah issues forth to all of Yisrael. If the Zaken returned to his town and continued to teach according to his original opinion, ignoring the Beis Hanagadol, he's not yet liable. V'imhorah la'asos. But if he rules for people to act according to his opinion, he is killed as a Zaken Mamre. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Pei Vav, and our standard Siman is police. Police. So here goes. The police officers who were dragging the second set of aiding for a Ben Sor or Mora who were found zoming to Beis Din, since their testimony is not considered Chatzi Davar, and were joined by officers dragging Adi Geneva of a kidnapping who were found to be zoming, had to wait behind the officers doing crowd control outside Beis Din, dealing with Azak and Mamre and his whole local Beis Din. Once again, slow motion. The police officers. Police. That must be one Daf. Pei Vav. The police officers who were dragging the second set of aiding for a Ben Sor Mora were found zomim to Beis Din, since their testimony is not considered Chatzi Davar, which means we learn that second aidus is not Chatzi Davar, where the first aidus is independently effective, such as in the case of a Ben Sor Mora. So the police officers who were dragging the second set of aiding for a Ben Sor Mora were found zomim to Beis Din, since their testimony is not considered Chatzi Davar, and were joined by officers dragging Adi Geneva of a kidnapping, who were found to be Zomim, which reminds us, the Gemara brings the Machlokas of Adi Geneva of kidnapping are killed, and the Machlokas is based on the question whether the Adis of the Geneva Umechira stand on their own, or whether the Adis of the kidnapping is the beginning of the selling. So the police officers who were dragging the second set of Adim for a Ben Sor Mora, who were found zomim to Beis Din, since their testimony is not considered Chatzi Davar, and were joined by officers dragging Adi Geneva of a kidnapping, who were found to be zomamin, had to wait behind the officers doing crowd control outside Beis Din, dealing with a Zaken Mamre and his whole local Beis Din, which reminds us, the next Mishnah discusses Zaken Mamre Alpi Beis Din, a sage who rebels against Sanhedrin, who is killed with Chenek. So once again, the police officers who were dragging the second set of aiding for a Ben Sor Mora were found zoming to Beis Din, since their testimony is not considered Chatzi Davar, and were joined by officers dragging Adi Geneva of a kidnapping who were found to be zomamin, had to wait behind the officers doing crowd control outside Beis Din, dealing with a Zaken Mamre and his whole local Beis Din. All right, so now it's time for four Blabach Chazara. Daf Pei Beis. So the Siman Daf Pei Beis is peanut butter. So here goes. The Kanai, on his way to fulfill Kanai and Pogimbo to a man doing an Avera in a peanut butter factory. Peanut butter factory? That must be one Daf Pei Beis. Peanut butter. The Kanai, on his way to fulfill Kanai and Pogimbo to a man doing an Avera in a peanut butter factory, who realized he was putting his own life in danger, which reminds us, Pinchas would have been killed for killing Zimri after the act, and Zimri could have killed Pinchas as a Rodev. So the Kanai, on his way to fulfill Kanai and Pogimbo to a man doing an Avera in a peanut butter factory, who realized he was putting his own life in danger, and acted on his own because he saw the great Chilul Hashem, and this was no time for Kavod HaRav, which reminds us, as the incident with Zimri and Cosby unfolded, the Pasuk says that Pinchas saw, and the Gemara asks what it was. Rav says he saw the incident and remembered the halach. He said to Moshe Rabbeinu, did you not teach about the one who has relations with the Kusis, Kanai and Pogimbo? Moshe replied, the reader of the letter should be the agent to follow its instructions. Shmuel says Pinchas saw the Pasuk, Ein Chachma, Ein Tvunave, Ein Eitzel, Neged Hashem. There is no wisdom or understanding or counsel against Hashem's honor, teaching, Kol Makom She'esh Chilul Hashem, Ein Chokin Kavod HaRav. Wherever there is desecration of Hashem's name, we are not concerned with giving honor to a teacher. So he acted without consulting Moshe's teacher. Belazar says he saw a Moloch destroying the nation and acted immediately. So the Kanai, on his way to fulfill Kanai and Pogimbo to a man doing an Avera in a peanut butter factory, who realized he was putting his own life in danger and acted on his own because he saw the great Chilul Hashem, and that this was no time for Kavod HaRav, hid his spear tip in a peanut butter jar and convinced the Rishayim that he was one of them. Which reminds us, Gemara relates that Pinchas hid the spear tip in his garment and approached the Shevet of Shimon using the spear as a walking stick and implied that he sought to join the sinning, allowing him access to Zimri's tent. The Gemara relates six miracles performed for Pinchas on that day, enabling him to kill Zimri and to publicly demonstrate what Zimri was doing. Daf Pei Gimel. So the Zimri Daf Pei Gimel is a pogo stick. So here goes. When the pogo stick and cone pogo stick, that must be on Daf Pei Gimel. When the pogo stick and cone bounced into a sheretz right before taking a bite of his truma sandwich and would have been liable to Misa Bidei Shamayim, which reminds us of Brisa states, Ve'elu Sheba Misa, and these are the ones liable to death at the hands of heaven, meaning Misa Bidei Shamayim. Among the list is one who eats tevel and a kohen tame who eats truma, which is tahor. So when the pogo stick and cone bounced into a sheretz right before taking a bite of his truma sandwich and would have been liable to Misa Bidei Shamayim, he got a pass because the sheretz touched the truma first, which reminds us the Gemara brings the source that if a kohen tame eats truma, he's pater if the truma was already tame. So when the pogo stick and cone bounced into a sheretz right before taking a bite of his truma sandwich and would have been liable to Misa Bidei Shamayim, he got a pass because the sheretz touched the truma first. While another pogo stick and cone got Misa Bidei Shamayim for performing avoda without Bigdei Kohuna, and therefore was considered like Zar Sheshimesh, which reminds us, the Gemara provides the source that Mechuser Begadim, a kohen lacking the garments required for Kohanim, is liable to Misa Bidei Shamayim for performing avoda. The pasuk says, V'chargartim osim avneit, and you shall girdle them with a belt, and the kohuna shall be for them, implying, V'zman shebigdem alehem kohunasam alehem, when their garments are upon them, their kohuna is upon them. Ein bigdem alehem, ein kohunasam alehem, if their garments are not all upon them, their kohuna is not fully upon them. Thus, they're considered like Zarim, regardless. Avoda. Daf Pei Dalet. So the Simmer Daf Pei Dalet is a launch pad. So here goes. While the rabbis argued over which Misa Azar who did Avoda in the Mikdash was Chayiv, he slipped away and boarded a rocket ship on a launch pad. A launch pad? That must be on Daf Pei Dalet. Launch pad. While the rabbis argued over which Misa Azar who did Avoda in the Mikdash was Chayiv, he slipped away and boarded a rocket ship on a launch pad, which reminds us the Gemara brings three opinions for the source of the punishment of Azar who serves in the Mikdash. So, while the rabbis argued over which Misa Azar who did avod in the Mikdash was Chayiv, he slipped away and boarded a rocket ship on a launch pad and was almost joined by someone who wounded his father, which reminds us. The 10th parak begins, El Hena Nechanakim. These are the ones who are strangled, one who strikes his parent, one who kidnaps a Jew, Azak and Mamre, a sage who rebels against the Sanhedrin, a Navi Sheker, one who prophesies in an idol's name, an adulterer, Edim Zomim of a married Bas Kohen who testified she should receive Sreifa, and a man who had relations with a married Bas Kohen. The Gemara explains how we know that Maka Aviv means to wound a father and not to kill him. So while the rabbis argued over which Misa Azar who did a vote in the Mikdash was Chayiv, he slipped away and boarded a rocket ship on a launch pad and was almost joined by someone who wounded his father, but was told he was Pater since it was due to bloodletting, which reminds us a son letting the blood of his father for health purposes is Pater from punishment. Daf Pei Hei. So the Simmer Daf Pei Hei relates to the Pei of the mouth, and we use a dentist for the Simmon. So here goes. When the dentist, that must be more on Daf Pei Hei, Pei, mouth, dentist. When the dentist argued that his son should not be allowed to hit him as a Shliach Basin, which reminds us, Rav Sheshus was asked, can a son be made a Shliach Basin to strike or curse his father, meaning if his father was liable to Malkus or excommunication respectively? Rabbi Bar Rav Huna and a Brice Rav Shmuel ruled, L'cho ena ben nasa shaliach la'aviv la'kosu l'kalu. For all sins, a son is not made a shaliach abeistin to strike or curse his father, chus memesis, except for one who instigates others to serve avodah zorah. His son may carry out his sentence because the Torah says about him, osachmo vosichaselav, you shall not have compassion nor conceal him. So, when the dentist argued that his son should not be allowed to hit him as a shliach beistin, the son replied that he was permitted to strike him given that his father is an evil sinner, which reminds the Gemara discusses cursing a parent after his death, and we learn that a sinful parent is also excluded from the striking prohibition. So when the dentist argued that his son should not be allowed to hit him as a shliach beistin, the son replied that he was permitted to strike him given that his father is an evil sinner for kidnapping a boy and putting him to work as a dental assistant. Which reminds the next mission states, Gonav Nefesh Misrael, one who kidnaps a Jew, is not chayv to chenek until he takes him into his possession. Rav Yehuda says he must take him into his possession, mishtamish bo, and make use of him, as the pasuk says, visamer bo umachro, and he made use of him and sold him. Alright, so now it's time to conclude their pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which daf did Malchukas of Edi Ganeva who are found to be zomim are killed? That's on daf Pevav. Good. Number 2. Which daf do you want? A son is putter if he wounded his father through bloodletting. That's on daf Pedala. Good number three. Wish something when the more lenient Misa is administered in a mixture, even against the majority. That's on Daf. Pay. Good number four, which definitely one that the second Adas is not Chatzidavar, where the first Adas is independently effective, such as in the case of a Ben Sora Umora. That's on Daf. Peivav. Good number five, which stuff do we discuss whether a son can be a shulich based in to strike or curse his father for Malkas or excommunication, respectively? That's on Daf. Hey. Good number six. Which of the one that Pinchas would have been killed for killing Zimri after the act, and Zimri could have killed Pinchas. That's on Daf. Pei Beis. Good number seven. Which stuff do you discuss Azak and Mamre? That's on Daf. Pei Vav. Good number eight. Which of the one a Tame Kohen who eats Truma is Chayev Misa Bidei Shemaim? That's on Daf. Pei Gimel. Good number nine. Which stuff do you discuss when one is Chayev for kidnapping a Jew? That's on Daf. Hey, hey. Which stuff do you have three opinions as to the punishment for Azar, who serves in the Mikdash? That's on Daf. Pei Dalet. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichur, wishing you a great day and great learning.